Hey guys, this is Pratik Oswal, founder and CEO of Glide Invest, and we are here to make investing stress-free one financial goal at a time. Hey guys, this is Pratik Oswal and welcome to the Glide podcast. So today's topic is going to be a very interesting one. You know, it's going to be a slightly longer one than we normally have, but I think it's going to be one of the most interesting podcasts that you've listened in a very long time. Today I'm going to talk about the topic that we've published. It's called the short tail of active and passive investing. Essentially what we've learned is that, you know, markets are extremely unpredictable, and you know, because of the lack of consistent performance of a lot of other funds out there, I think today it's extremely important, you know, for investors to have passive investing is along with active investing in their portfolios. You know, today I think if you look at overall investing styles, you know, there are two styles of investing: active investing and passive investing. And this debate has been going on for many years. And of course, you know, today, yes, a lot of people are thinking that passive funds will be better than active funds, and a lot of people think active funds will be better than passive funds, you know, but we believe that it's important to have a balanced approach towards these things. Most investors today do not have any allocation towards passive funds, and because of the inconsistency in returns of a lot of these funds today, I think it's even more important for an investor today to have a good proportion of their portfolios in passively managed funds. You know, so let's understand that passive investing is based on a zero game concept. One person's gain is another person's loss, and this is from the part of the total market. You know, and I think it's very important that, you know, by that earning excess returns, or alpha as we call it, consistently over the long term is extremely difficult as well as expensive. You know, so we've also seen that most funds out there are not able to consistently outperform the benchmark, which is where, you know, a passive fund can make a lot more sense, you know, for an investor. Let's look at it from a timeline perspective as well. You know, Mr. Buffett would say that, you know, the best holding period is forever. That may not be practical for most of us out here, but essentially you should look at a fund from, at least if you're extremely young, you should look at it from maybe 20 or a 30 or a 40 year period. And we all know that it's very hard for us to find one particular fund that we can invest for that long, which is where I think passive becomes extremely easy for us to make that decision. So let's understand what happens in the short and medium term. When an active fund underperforms relative to the benchmark, an investor who is in the game for the long term finds it very difficult to stay disciplined and commit more funds into the portfolio. You know, so and this is extremely important, because, you know, if you are, say, investing for 10 years and 2 years into your investing in an actively managed fund, you see that the performance has been way below benchmark. You know, there is a likelihood of you to really think about whether you want to really go out there and buy those funds again. In passive investing, it's actually not that case, because you're just replicating the index. You don't really care about underperformance because you won't have a lot of it. So it's much easier for the investor for you to hold on to investments for an extremely long time. Let's look at risk as well. You know, so any investment has two aspects: risk and return. And investors should ideally look at maximizing return and minimizing risk. This obviously is a very new concept in India, where most people are very focused on returns but don't even look at risk, you know, which I think is extremely important, because, you know, sometimes high performing funds are just taking a lot more risk. So they may have done really well in the past, but at the cost of taking excessive risk, which will not do well in the future. So I think it's extremely important to understand that, you know, risk is extremely important, and we need to make sure that we buy the fund with the right risk category. If you look at, you know, risk from a passively managed perspective, we see that, you know, today a large cap fund, an actively managed fund, can have a lot more risk than a small cap fund. You know, and a small cap fund can actually have a lot less risk than a large cap fund. A lot depends on what sort of stocks you buy and sell in your scheme. Whereas if you look at risk in the index fund space, you can see that, you know, large cap funds tend to have a lower risk than mid cap index funds that have a lower risk than a multi cap or a small cap fund. So I think it's extremely important to understand that, you know, even if you're buying a large cap fund today, you know, you may be held with you might hold a fund which will actually, you know, be more risky than a small cap fund. So I think that risk does not come into a passively managed strategy. So let's talk about returns in terms of category wise, you know, in terms of, you know, which funds actually outperform and underperform. You know, we can see that, you know, by having a completely actively managed portfolio, which is 100%, there is a huge, there might be a probability or a possibility of you underperforming the entire benchmark by a large proportion. You know, so, you know, what if all your active funds are underperforming the benchmark? So essentially, you get a portfolio which is heavily underperforming. Obviously, you can also get a portfolio which is heavily outperforming the benchmark. That's perfectly possible. But what we've seen from past performance is that, you know, most funds are now lagging. So which is why it's extremely important to, you know, add some of the, you know, passive portfolios to the fund so that, you know, your portfolio remains, you know, I would say pretty close to the benchmark, and then you can use your active funds to actually go out there and outperform it. So I think, you know, the what we're trying to say in this podcast is that, you know, you should not view active and passive as mutually exclusive. Number one, most important reason is you should look at your risk appetite, you should look at your risk tolerance, and you should also look at your return expectation. And regardless of what return expectation you have, essentially you should ideally look at a portfolio which is a combination of actively managed and passively managed funds. So with that, thank you so much to listen to this podcast, and I'll see you soon. You can listen to us out here or check out our website, www.glideinvest.com. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter on @GlideInvest. If you want to reach out to me, then I'm at @PratikOswal88 on Twitter. Cheers and happy investing. See you guys next week.